there. My name's Amanda Stewart and I'm here to interview Andy Hunter from Aberdeen Action Disability.
Hello.
How are you doing today, Andy?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How do you feel about the People's Project?
Well, the People's Project is a huge chance for us. This is, for those who don't know, it's a lottery. It's a partnership between the National Lottery and ITV/SDV. Which is offering funding to projects in each ITV region. So we're in SDV North. Mm. So we're up against four other projects.
Oh, wow.
And it's a really big opportunity for us. It would mean we could continue our media project, which I run, for another year. And that means we could produce a whole lot of things. It means we can expand into some really new and exciting areas.
Oh, wow, brilliant. How would you feel the People's Project would benefit other people with disabilities, and how would you feel, how comfortable would you feel that it would benefit them?
Well, it would certainly benefit them. Well, it would supply more volunteering opportunities for people who are in the work-related activity group of employment support loans. Mm-hmm. It would supply more information. That's what the media course is really all about.
Right.
It's really about building people's confidence up and helping them maybe feel that they could go back to work, they would feel a bit better about themselves, and if they don't feel they can go back to work, well, still, confidence is key to everything, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a very good point.
So it helps build people's confidence. We're supplying information about disability. The ethos behind the whole media project really is that who can represent you better than yourself? Nobody knows you and your problems better than you do. And other people will have similar problems. And if you can get a bit of information out there, that could be a real benefit to people, you know?
If you share your disability with another person and they can communicate and how they feel with their disability as well, kind of thing.
Well, yeah, you could do it in you can have it on such a personal level, or you can have it in a really general level, sharing information about the changes that we all know about, the huge changes coming to the benefit system.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
So sharing information about that, giving people a little bit of a heads up, that could be huge. We have one article in particular that is, well, a couple of months ago was incredibly relevant, even though it was written 2 years ago,
yes,
about a thing called the emergency register, mm-hmm, from the power companies, which basically means if there's a power cut or something like that, they will have you on a list that means they will get power to you as soon as possible. So if you've got medical equipment, or even if you're you need to have your fridge running, say you're diabetic and you need to keep your insulin cold, then that's a really useful piece of information to know about, and a lot of people hadn't heard of it. So I'm really quite... the project is really helping people.
Getting back to the
confidence boost thing, we've had people say it's really changed their lives. Like, the difference you see between folk when they first come in during the start of the course, they're all a bit quiet, they're all a bit subdued, they're not quite sure what to expect.
A bit nervous to communicate.
Yeah, a little bit nervous. It's all about communication. That's a really good word. What it really does is you see it turn people around. Like, they leave. They're laughing and clapping, and you know,
that's brilliant to hear. My next question would be, how are you enjoying it?
How are you enjoying the
project? How are you doing the media course? How do you feel?
I absolutely love it. Just again, getting back to seeing people, seeing it change people's lives, it's incredibly rewarding. I really enjoy it. I learn as much as I teach. Which is always good. I love learning. I don't even know what to say about it, really. It's such a big part of my own life as well.
And would you feel that you've benefited?
Oh, absolutely. It helps, teaching other people helps you get things straight in your own head as well. So that's it. It's been a huge benefit to me too. It's been absolutely brilliant. I can't say enough nice things about it.
Well, that's really all I can... That's really all my questions been answered. Thank you very much,
Andy.
Can I
just add one more quick thing?
Yes.
If we were to win this People's Projects thing, so please, please, please get on and vote. We'd be up on... you can find all the information on our Facebook page. That's Aberdeen Action
Disability Official. Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much.
There's also a bit more information about it on the blog where this will be posted. So that's aberdeenaction.com. And what we really want to do is what we're doing at the moment is fantastic, but we want to do more.
To encourage people to help out more.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of doing these short little interviews, we want to do big, longer podcasts.
Absolutely,
we want to make documentaries. We want to even look into making a physical magazine. We've got so many ideas, but
you want to show people in Scotland what is it you actually do.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. We want to show what Aberdeen Action on Disability do. We want to show what other disability charities do. We really just want to get the word out there to even more people. And if you could help by going on to thepeoplesprojects.org.uk, clicking on North East Scotland, or North of Scotland, and voting, and selecting the Disabled Persons Media Unit and voting for us, that would be, you'd be really helping us out. You'd be really helping lots of people out. Please, please, please vote now. Please, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well done, Andy. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.